cry, burrowing into her mother's breast without looking for nourishment. The noise worried everyone. Anyone who wished to visit misfortune upon us would have no trouble tracking us. We would be unlikely to hear them sneaking up, because of the crying and the sound of drizzle falling from branch to branch in the waterlogged trees. River and the company Sings kept their hands on their weapons. Uncle Doge had recovered Ashwand and was keeping it handy despite the risk of rust. The animals were as thrilled as the infant was. The goats bleated and dragged their feet. The donkeys kept getting stubborn, but Mother Goda knew a trick or three for getting bulky beasts of burden moving. A considerable ration of pain was involved. The rain never ended. Narayan Singh took the lead. He knew the way. He was home. I felt the dread temple loom before us, although I could not see it. Narayan's sandals whispered as they scattered soggy leaves. I listened intently, but heard nothing new until Willow Swan started muttering, nagging himself for having followed up on the one original idea he had ever had. If he had ignored it, he could be rocking beside a fireplace in his own home, listening to his own grandkids cry, instead of tramping through the blue miseries on yet one more mystery quest where the best he could look forward to was to stay alive longer than the people dragging him around. Then he asked me,
"Sleepy, you ever consider throwing in with that little turd?"
Somewhere an owl screamed. "Which one, and why?"
"Narayan. Bring on the Year of the Skulls. Then we could all finally sit back and relax and not have to slog around in the rain and shit anymore."
"No, I haven't." The owl screamed again. It sounded frustrated. What sounded like crow laughter answered it, taunting.
"But that's what the company set out to do in the first place, isn't it? To bring on the end of the world?"
A handful of the senior people did, apparently, but not the guys who actually had to do the work. There's a chance they didn't have any idea what it was all about. That they marched because staying home might be a less pleasant option.
"Some things never change. I know the story by heart. Careful. These steps are slicker than greased owl shit."
He had heard the birds conversing too. That was a northern saying that lost something in translation. Rain or no, the goats and donkeys flat refused to move any nearer the deceiver shrine. At least until a light took life inside the temple doorway. That came from a single feeble oil lamp, but in the darkness it seemed almost bright. Swan observed,
"Narayan knows right where to look, don't he?"
"I'm watching him, every minute. For what good keeping a close eye on a deceiver would do. To tell the truth, I was counting on Uncle Doge. Doge would be much harder to trick. He was an old trickster himself. As a trickmaster, I needed to stick to what I knew, which was designing wicked plots and writing about them after they ran their course. Something flapped overhead as I entered the temple. Owl or crow, I did not turn quickly enough to discover the truth. I did tell Runmust and Iqbal. "Keep a close watch while I check this out. Doge, Swan, come with me. You know more about this place than anyone else." Below, River and Goda swore vilely as they strove to keep the goats under.